Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson, here with today's Midday Interview. Today we'll hear from Camilla Herlovich and David Painter. Camilla with the Coastal Land Trust and David Painter with Cape Fear Audubon. They'll be telling us about a special presentation on Friday night at 7 p.m. at the Northeast Library, which is on the edge of the Landfall Shopping Center. It is a free talk given by one of the authors of a beautiful book called Longleaf, Far as the Eye Can See, A New Vision of North America's Richest Forest. So first of all, thank you both so much for coming today.
Well, it's great to be here.
We're happy to be here.
Good. This is an event presented by Cape Fear Audubon and Friends of New Hanover County Public Library. We're talking about this large coffee table book that is full of spectacular photos. It's not just the longleaf pine, but what else can people see in the book and read about in the book?
Miller, the longleaf pine forest is probably the richest forest we have in America. I mean, it has an incredible number of species. It's just a beautiful area, and we're very fortunate that we have remnants of the forest here and the green swamp and holly shelter. And I think, Camilla, you're working on the project to restore the long forest, I think.
We are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're doing some restoration work with Brunswick Nature Park, with the Parks and Recreation Department over there. We're working up in Carteret County on some properties that we've purchased and are restoring up there. So there's just a renewed interest in restoration and preservation of existing longleaf and restoration of it where it used to be.
Jamila, it used to be 90 million acres. I mean, it's just an amazing extent, and we're down to 3 million now, but most of it's fragmented. Mm-hmm. So I think Rhett Johnson, who's one of the authors, the speaker tonight, is with the Longleaf Pine Alliance, and they want to recreate the forest. They want the whole 90 million back. I don't think they're going to get there.
But a little bit difficult. Population has grown.
But they are going to. They do want to get private landowners more interested in restoring some of their pine habitat, because we have lots of loblolly plantations around here. And one of the misconceptions is that longleaf grows more slowly than loblolly. Well, it does for the first 15 years because it's sending down a long taproot. But after that, it catches up and then even surpasses the growth of the loblolly. So it's a fabulous timber tree. So there are a lot of other misconceptions which the book talks about. And one thing I thought was really interesting, I never thought about, was that the longleaf is more disease-resistant, more wind-resistant, and it's a better timber tree in terms of the quality of the wood. Mm-hmm. So really, it's a no-brainer. You should be planting longleaf pine, not loblolly or slash pine.
So. Now, is it the logging industry primarily that accounts for the decimation of those 90 million acres down to as few as we have
only,
now?
Only in part. I mean, certainly there was a transition. The longleaf pine forests were cleared and slash pine and other yellow pines were planted in place of longleaf for the very reason that David said, is that it was thought to have a much quicker growing cycle. You could plant your trees and you could get them to market and you could get money in your pockets more quickly. But the other thing that has really resulted in the decimation of the forest is suppression of natural fires. And one of the characteristics that longleaf forests are dependent upon is fire. Mm-hmm. And what we have found is that with judicious use of prescribed burn, that doesn't mean letting wildfires go, but it means being very careful and trying to mimic the native wildfires that used to be so prevalent in this region, the longleaf will come back. But that's another factor that has been responsible for the loss of longleaf forests over the century.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then we have urbanization, and you know, when people build a house out in the country, they don't want to have a fire around it. So again, it gets back to this fire suppression, which is really detrimental to the longleaf pine. Mm-hmm. And because it needs, when you have those fires, it creates it burns all the saplings and the competition and creates these beautiful meadows underneath the pine trees, these pine savannas. And you can see these at the Green Swamp and Holly Shelter, two prime examples.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with David Painter and Camilla Herlovich. David with the Cape Fear Audubon and Camilla Herlovich with Coastal Land Trust. We're talking about a coffee table book that is large and full of gorgeous pictures. It's called Long Leaf As Far As the Eye Can See, A New Vision of North America's Richest Forest. One of the authors of the book, Rhett Johnson, will be at the Northeast Library on Friday evening at 7 p.m. to talk about the book. It's a free presentation, and the Northeast Library is at the edge of the Land Falls Shopping Center. One of the things I noticed about the book is there are photographs of, as you said, the pine meadows and the pine trees themselves, but there's also things like some of the birds that are native to this area, and the fox squirrel, which is such an extraordinary little creature, looks different.
That's the most wonderful thing about Longleaf is the diversity of plants and animals there, and a lot of private landowners are bringing back Longleaf just for the wildlife habitat purposes. Mm-hmm. It's great habitat for quail. For wild turkey, so if you're interested in hunting or if you're interested in game, Longleaf is what you want there. Mm-hmm. And botanists, the wiregrass savanna or meadow that David was describing, what scientists tell us is that it is among the most diverse ecosystems, richest ecosystems. It's on a level comparable to the Amazon rainforest.
Isn't that amazing?
And that's right here in southeastern North Carolina, in our little cradle of the world, where we have some longleaf left. Carnivorous plants, our pitcher plants
are very prevalent.
Venus flytrap as well. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. One of the other things in the book that I saw were some wonderful historic photographs from the early 1900s with the turpentine and pine tar industry that was so much part of what the Port of Wilmington was all about at one time. Now, that's not still going on. Mm. But
no, but it was interesting. I was reading just before I came some of the history of longleaf pine, and they said Queen Victoria, when they built Balmoral, used longleaf pine. So now that's a good recommendation.
That is a good recommendation. I think they were used for masts on clipper ships and things, too, because they're very straight. And one of the recommendations, Rhett Johnson, the author, is part of a group called the Longleaf Alliance, which is, in conservation, it's rare to have a story where there is a happy ending these days. But the Longleaf Alliance is really geared towards bringing back the longleaf. And one of the strategies that they discuss is to market longleaf as an exemplary, very special, high-quality wood, because it is stronger, it is less gnarly, if you will. Mm-hmm. It makes beautiful furniture. And so, I thought that was an interesting strategy. Yeah. Apparently, that's being done with second-growth redwood out on the West Coast. So that might be something that we could mimic here to increase the economic value to landowners of the longleaf forest.
That's a good point, Camilla.
If I'm out walking around in the woods, how would I recognize a longleaf pine from
the length of the needle?
The length 13 of the needle. Can get up to 13 inches,
And the beautiful pine cones. If you were a child growing up in North Carolina, you probably made a turkey from a pine cone, and it was probably a longleaf pine cone because they're the ones that are really large. They're, 9 inches or so to begin with.
Whoa, that's a big pine cone.
If you come up with a small pine cone, it's not going to be a longleaf.
Longleaf also a little bit more open than the other pines, and they have their branches form sort of like what they call fish hooks, and come up with tufts, so they're a little bit different shape than regular pine, but it takes some practice. Sometimes some of the loblolly can look a little bit like a longleaf.
Now, they get to be very tall and very old, some of them, yes?
100 feet is
about 100 feet.
But they never stop growing in their width. There's a description in the book of longleaf stump, which his grandfather placed two mules on top of the stump. It was that large. I'm assuming it must have been about 5 to 6 feet.
Story.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen a stump like that around here.
No, but pretty amazing.
So the trees can get quite old and therefore quite large in circumference.
Yes, I think they're probably the oldest living pine, aren't they? They live longer than the others.
They're
loblolly and slash. They get quite old. But
I saw something in the book about one that was 247 years old.
They're not necessarily the oldest trees around, but they certainly are a very, very special kind of pine trees.
I think they might be the oldest.
Pine tree world.
We just have about a minute left. Is there anything you want to say, particularly in this minute, about the significance of this tree to our area or the history of it that you just want to point out?
The longleaf is the iconic forest, the iconic southern forest. It is what we are. People think of the coast as the beach and the dunes, but beyond the dunes, there's a richness. And it's all found in the longleaf forest.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, Camilla.
The book is called Longleaf, Far as the Eye Can See, A New Vision of North America's Richest Forest. You can meet one of the authors of the book at a free presentation Friday night at 7 p.m. at the Northeast Library on the edge of the Landfall Shopping Center. Rhett Johnson will be there to meet you and share the book with you. Thank you, both of you, David Painter and Camilla Herlovich, for coming in today and sharing with us about this very special and very diverse ecosystem that is just overseen by the longleaf pine. Thanks.
Thank you,
Camilla.
This is WHQR.